This is Philip.
Hi, Philip. It's Nadine returning your call. How are you?
I'm fine.
Awesome. How'd everything go at the doctor's? Good?
Yeah, so far so good.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Yeah, it was funny because I tried calling you, but I guess you were calling me at the same time.
That's crazy.
Right? So you ready to get this all set up?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. So what's going to be the best email for you, Philip? I have a trigger Siri at yahoo.com, but then you had also given me another one too. Where is it at? Siri dev LLC at gmail.com. What's the best email
Either
that
one.
You want to use?
Either
one? Okay. Which one do you check most frequently?
Trigger.
Okay. We're going to do that one then. So I'm going to send you two emails. So the first
right
email
now?
That you're... I'm sorry?
Right now?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to send you two emails. So the first one, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's going to show you that I quoted you the pricing, $249 a month for our platinum package month to month with just the one-time setup fee of $99. Okay? Everything that is included in that package. All right?
All right.
The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, that one is just going to give you an overview of our reporting system. So with our program, you're also going to be able to track your results, see what phone calls you received, view your profile, see your keywords. So I'm just sending you an example of that. Now, on this phone
okay.
number that we're speaking on, Philip, can you also receive text messages on this number that we're speaking
yes.
on? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to send you two text messages right now. The first text is going to have my name with my number and my extension. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like for you to have my contact information for your record. So let me send you that one. Now, this second text that you're going to be receiving, it will have the number to our customer service department. So you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have a change, you have an update, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department, and we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're on the same time zone, okay? Let me get the second one sent to you. And then now for just the account purpose, you spell Philip with two L's?
Yes.
P-H-I-L-L-I-P, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then your last name, Philip, is it Siri? S-I-R-I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the number that clients are going to call you on is going to be this number that we're speaking on, the 503-422-6422, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the company name, it should read as Siri Development. That's the way I currently see it on your Google profile page, right?
It doesn't say LLC.
No, it does not. Do you want us to include the LLC?
Does it matter?
It does not. Honestly, it really doesn't.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, I am going to make sure that that phone number is listed there because currently it doesn't even show the phone number.
We weren't done with that. I told you.
Okay. So you have access to it, though, right?
I can look at it, but I can't do anything with it.
Okay. So what you're going to do, and the technician will walk you through it, you're just going to add us on as managers, and we'll finish creating it for you. So we'll make sure your phone number's listed in there. We'll update any pictures that you need updated on there, okay, because we're going to be managing that profile, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's go to the billing. Okay. So the card that you're using today for the payment, Philip, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And it just says Philip Siri. Is there like a middle initial?
Philip J. Siri. So just, do you, does okay. it take Discover cards?
Yeah, we do. Uh-huh. We take a American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa. Okay.
All right.
And then what's the billing address for that card?
It's P.O. Box 2921.
Mm-hmm.
Clackamas, Oregon. C-L-A-C-K-A-M-A-S.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
97015.
Okay. Now, when you PIN verified the business, what address did you use to PIN verify it? Was it your home address?
Well, they wanted home address, which I just like to use my P.O. box, but they don't like that. So
yeah, Google doesn't want the P.O. box.
Address.
Okay, what address was that? Just so that way we have it noted in the account, that address is not going to appear anywhere on Google. It's actually hidden.
Okay, it's 10963 Southeast 92nd.
Okay.
Happy Valley, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
97086.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure that they're aware of that. Okay. Bear with me here. I have been fighting a cold.
Can you hold for a second? I got a call from you. If I lose you, call me back.
I will. Take your time.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Okay. And you said it was a Discover, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
6011-0069-3755-6547. Expiration date is 9/26. And
CVV
the five
code on the back?
Security, the code is 503.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
Zanato, Z-A-N-A-T-T-O.
Z-A, oops, hold on.
Z-A-N.
Uh-huh.
A-T-T-O.
A-T-T-O, Zanotto. Okay.
Z-A-N-A, wait, Z-A-N-O-T-T-O. Z-A-N-O-T-T-O.
Got it, Zanotto. Zanotto.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Italian?
Yes.
Okay.
Full-blooded.
Now, yeah? You know, I think I was Italian in my past life.
There you go.
I want to one day go to Italy. That's like on my bucket list. But I want to go to like Sicily. That's where I want to go. Everybody's like,
well,
really?
That's
I'm
not
like,
really
yeah.
Italian, see? That's,
I
that's,
know.
That's,
it's its own little country, right? From what I understand.
Yeah, I'm northern. I'm from northern Italy.
Are you? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, Sicily isn't really Italy, right?
No. Well, who knows?
Who knows?
There's a lot of talk there.
Yeah.
So I got your taxes. I got your two texts.
Beautiful. Okay.
What
now
do I
what
do
I'm
going to
do, Nothing. It's just you're going to have my phone number. I just send you the series of texts. The other one, you want to save that 877-635-6225 number. Save that number, Philip, under your contacts as local splash. So this way you always have our phone number on hand. Okay?
Now, what's it called? Local?
Local, like your local area, L-O-C-A-L.
Local splash.
Uh-huh. Splash, like a splash of water.
Yes, 877-635-6225.
You got it.
All right.
Okay. Now.
Okay, what's this one? They're both the same number. Okay.
Yeah, they're both the same number.
Yours is, for you,
price
it's extension
623.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, Philip, is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording that is for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go
long?
Over the, it's a 90
minutes?
No, 90 seconds.
Oh, okay.
90 seconds. I'm trying to get you through this whole thing as quickly as possible because I told you that I would do that. But I want to be very clear on everything. So when I'm walking you through this, okay, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor. Philip, just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can explain it and then repeat it, okay? I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
All right.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Want me to do that right now?
Yes, please.
Oh, Siri Development.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Philip J. Siri, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Philip, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Okay, so what are you saying here?
Let me explain what this means. What we're saying is that we might call you with an update on your account, right? We know that you're sometimes in the middle of something and you can't pick up the phone. All we're asking is that you respond to us within 24 business hours, okay? Just be attentive when we're calling you.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay? Okay, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 21st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Philip, is that your second payment will be charged on March 21st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I asked you to save in your contacts, 877 635-6225. Now, when you call that number, if you choose to pause or cancel, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? So just make sure that if you need to pause it or cancel it, call 3 days before the 21st, so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
See.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm updating your package. I'm going to process the payment in a couple minutes. You're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. Now, the next order of business, I need to schedule a client interview with one of our technicians. They're going to talk to you about the website because I think you wanted us to make you a new website because your son-in-law made that one, right?
Yeah, can we do that later? Can that be
the
done
website?
Later when I get back? Because I'm kind of in a hurry to get to the airport.
Yeah, when do you get back?
Next week.
Okay, what day next
week?
The end of
next
week?
I'll be back Thursday or Friday next week.
Okay, so let me see here.
Because I'd want to take my time to go over it with them.
Yeah, okay. So what day do you want me to schedule your client interview?
Well, so you can't start advertising until I talk to this guy, right?
Right. Because we want to make sure, yeah. Unless if you're okay, here's the thing. We can start getting everything done, okay, but I'll still do your client interview. They'll just base it off of my notes so we can at least get the ball rolling. And then I could set up the client interview so they could talk to you about the website. Can you give me five minutes just so I can at least jot down the notes and we can get started with this? Is that okay?
Okay, first of all, okay, hold on a second. What do I do with all these emails that you sent?
Okay, the only thing you need to do is find the email that's your receipt. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
welcome to Splash. One says action needed, picture needed for Google verification.
Don't worry about that one because you're already verified. There's one that says initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Yes.
Open it up.
Okay, so the pictures needed I don't need.
No, because you're already verified.
Okay, so that can go. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, initial invoice.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that shows everything right there.
Yes. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Okay,
click on that. Uh-huh. Now it's going to take you to a page that'll say local splash terms of experience.
Okay, and then at the bottom it says, I agree to receive.
Yes, but
click
before you sign, do you see where your phone number's listed? There's 2 little boxes that I need you to check that are underneath your phone number.
I'm saying you want me to click those.
Click on those 2 and then type your name on the bottom with no periods. Just Philip J and then your last name and then you'll click on confirm signature.
So go all capital.
Yeah, exactly as it reads there. That's how you're going to type it.
All right, now confirm.
Okay, and then confirm. Now, it'll open up a page that'll say at the top, local splash, terms of experience.
That signature does not match.
Did you put Philip space J, no period?
You only have one L on Philip. L on Philip.
Okay, so let me fix it. You can go back out of it. Let me just update it. So that's where it was wrong. I knew that. I thought I had put the 2 L's. My apologies.
So get out of this one?
Yeah, get out of that one and then go back in. I'm sorry, Philip.
So are you sending me a new email or what?
Go back in it, and it would have corrected it already.
Okay,
I should have
corrected
on my end.
Okay, go down. Now, where do I click? It doesn't say anything. It just says how much I paid.
Yeah. Do you see where your phone number is?
Nope.
What's it showing you?
I'm not seeing anything.
Did you click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Okay, there it was. Demo came in. Okay, now I got my phone number. Now I got that. There we go. Now you got my name, right?
Girl, what the heck, Nadine?
All right.
Okay. Now it should open up a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that page and I'm going to explain it.
Okay, now I'm going to make up a password, right?
No, you don't. I'm going to explain to you. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username, and a password. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. So in 5 to 7 days, be on the lookout for an email with this link, and then we'll send you a username and password for it.
So we're done here now.
With this part, yes. The last things that I just need to ask you, you're not going to have any type of access to emails at all while you're gone? Because I know you're going out of town.
Yeah, I will.
Right?
I'm going to bring my computer. I'm going to bring my computer with
okay.
me.
Okay.
Like
perfect.
I said, I might be able to get up there and then I can call you and we can go. I don't know if we have
can
a phone
you do
up
that?
There, but I'll find.
Can, if
yeah.
you can, if you can, that would be perfect. Just let me know. In the meantime,
okay,
you don't
on.
Have a.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll just keep these Nadine ones.
Yes. Keep my name.
Okay. So welcome to Splash.
Yes.
Do I need
keep
that?
All of those. Just keep
okay.
it for your records. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, real quick, I wanted to ask you, Philip, do you have a Facebook page, a personal one?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, does it show you in Milwaukee, Oregon?
I don't know. It might.
Do you have glasses with black hair?
Glasses with black hair.
Yeah. It shows someone. I found a Philip Siri in Milwaukee, Oregon. And the profile picture.
Long curly hair?
Yes. Dark?
I guess.
In the mountains?
Oh, with the sunglasses.
Yes.
You didn't say sunglasses.
Okay, sunglasses. Is that you? No way.
Yeah, that's me.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh. Now I can match the face with the voice. Okay. So I'm going to put on here that I got your Facebook page because they're going to build you the business Facebook page. Okay. So they're going to be getting a lot of this work done. Now, your client interview. So once you get up to where you're at, even if you email me, do you want me to do your client interview so that way they can talk to you about the website? In the meantime, we're going to get everything else going. Do you want us to do the client interview for next Friday?
Oh,
or do you want to call me? Or do you want to call me first to let me know, and then I could probably schedule it sooner for you? Because I don't know if you're going to have a phone where you're at, you said, right?
Yeah, I've called before. You know,
okay.
I can call you like, what's tomorrow, Thursday, Friday? I can call you when I'm on the road, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you do that then? And then that way I could try to squeeze you in for your client interview. Okay?
Okay, so how long does that client interview last?
The client interview takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little
That's
bit longer. Yeah, it just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay?
Okay, so... All right, there's something...
So I know you got to be catching a flight. I want to go over the timeline with you. Okay.
What's
I'm
going to
have them. Yeah. The timeline on when we're getting things moving here. So the website, because I want them to confirm what changes you want, the website, once they know what changes you need, the website's usually up and running within 7 to 14 days. But right now your website's showing on your Google Business profile. Okay. I'm going to have them update the phone number. I'm going to have them send you the mailer so you can add us on as managers so that way we can update your information there on the Google Business profile. You don't have hours of operation. What are your hours of operation so that way I can let them know? Or wait a minute, it does show it. 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Is that good?
Yeah, you'll go 8 to 5 because they'll call at 7.
8 to 5? Okay, so I'm going to put 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Okay, perfect. What forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
I don't know yet. I don't have any of that set up. I get cash and checks right now.
But okay.
I think I have that other one, like you said, Memo.
Uh-huh. The Zelle or the Venmo? The Venmo?
The Venmo, that's what I have.
Okay. So let me put that. And you're licensed and insured, or are you still in the process?
No, I'm licensed, bonded, and insured.
Nice. And what services do you want me to notate on here?
See, that's the whole thing. I got a bunch of them, stuff here. You want me to tell you? Want me to go through all of it?
Give me like your top ones. So,
okay,
like
hold
for
on
example,
one second.
Let me tell you what I read.
Excavating,
uh-huh.
Lot clearing.
Uh-huh.
Retaining walls, block walls.
Uh-huh.
Water problems,
okay.
Demolition.
Uh-huh.
And wildland fire prevention.
Wildfire prevention. Okay, perfect. And this is residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. You want me to put it to the 50?
Oh, also put garden tilling.
Oh, garden tilling? Okay.
Yes.
And then do you want me to put it up to the 50 miles? That's the furthest we could target with the Facebook ads.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, water tilling. What did you say? Tilling?
Garden
tilling. Okay. And then, let me see what else I'm
And then put new landscape.
New landscape. Oh, beautiful. New landscape. Okay. Now, when we contact you, do you prefer phone calls?
Oh, I'm sorry. And put driveways.
Driveways. Okay.
Gravel, yeah.
Gravel driveways?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we're contacting you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Both.
Phone and text.
What do you do? You probably do. Yeah, just both.
All three?
Phone, text, all and three. Email? Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, just do all three. Also, you got to put, did I give you water retention?
No, you didn't.
Water
you
problems.
Want me to put that? Yeah,
no,
I put water problems. Yeah, I put that one. I got that
okay.
one. Okay.
Okay.
Now, remember, with the timeline that we give, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories and your Facebook business page will be created. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those will be visible. The website you'll have up and running, which it already is. What we always state in the terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, we're always going to give you the timeline 30 to 45 days. I've seen it happen sooner, and it might happen sooner for you because you already got the Google Business Profile. We just got to update, like make sure your phone number's on there and just optimize it. So it might happen sooner for you, and we're going to send you notifications as these things are being processed. So your job, okay, your homework is to call me so that way we can schedule your client interview so that way they could talk to you about your changes that you want done to the website, okay? And then that way they can just confirm with you everything else. In the meantime, I'm going to have them get started on your account. Okay?
That sounds great, Nadine.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local Splash family, Philip. So if I don't hear from you, we're Wednesday. If I don't hear from you by Monday, do you want me to call you?
The following Monday? Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't hear from me by the first call.
By the first? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you can call me sooner so that way we can have them talk to you about the website. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my dear. We'll talk soon.
I hope this all works out. I hope it all works out.
You have a safe trip. I'm going to also have them send you. They'll be sending you a mailer and email. So just be checking your emails because they're going to send you an email to tell you how to add us on as managers to your Google business profile. Okay? What time is your flight?
Right.
Are you leaving soon?
It's about a half hour, so I got to
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Are you far from the airport?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, drive safely. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.